And did you want to do a quick second episode or not?
Sure, why not?
Okay. And this is the Pung News Podcast. We're going to do a little bit of a quickie this week. Em is on vacay, so we're just whipping this on out. Kind of doing hits of 2026 so far. And what are you looking to in 2020 for the rest of the year? That was weird. Em, how you doing? What's going on? What's happening?
Hey, I'm doing well. I'm working on lots of stuff. I'm finishing lots of stuff. And I'm trying to there's a lot of great music that I've been listening to, so I'm very excited to talk about it. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing all right. By now, I might have seen Mystic Bowie doing Talking Dreads, and this is kind of weird. So, in this bar, sort of near my house, about like 30 minutes away, not in the middle of kind of, I don't want to say Nowhereville, New Jersey, but kind of, not in the happening spot of New Jersey. Mystic Bowie is doing two shows, and of course, if the listeners don't know, of course. Tom Club is the spin-off band of the Talking Heads. I like Tom Club better than Talks. I love Tom Club. During the second half of Tom Club, they brought in a co-singer, a guy called Mystic Bowie, a guy from Jamaica. And he's on this album called Tom Club Live at the Club. Awesome, amazing album. And on a lot of the songs, they'll do like Genius of Love. And then the second half, they'll have Mystic Bowie come out and do dance hall music on top of it. And it's friggin' amazing. He's got his own project called Talking Dreads, where he does Talking Heads music and Tom Club music in a reggae style, and sometimes in a dancehall style, but more reggae. And so he's playing this place called like the Engine House in New Jersey, which is in the middle of nowhere. I go onto the website, no mention of it whatsoever. So I call him up like 2 days ago, and I'm like, "So is Mystic Bowie doing two shows at your place?" And they're like, "Yes." I'm like, "Okay, well, do I just like show up and buy a ticket?" They're like, "Well, there's not that many tickets left." I'm like, "Well, can I go online and get a ticket?" And they're like, "No." I'm like, "Well, how do I get a ticket?" They're like, "You have to email this email address." And so I emailed the email address, and then I did not hear back from them. So I as of now,
No.
I may or I may not have heard, have been to Mystic Bowie. I've certainly been to shows where you have to email somebody, but that's usually like punk DIY shows, not
Yeah.
bars, like public bars. We have to eat, you know what I mean? So we'll see if I make it out to Mystic Bowie or not, and.
Fingers are crossed that you do, and they get back to you, and that is a very odd way of trying to get tickets.
Yeah, it's weird. I thought
Yeah.
like maybe like it's on his website, but I thought, well, maybe it's a private event. But then I don't know why the guy would say you have to email his email address to get a ticket, you know? So, and guess what the time frame of the show is in.
I think it's going to start at 9 and end at like midnight.
That would be normal, but no, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. according to the guy on the phone.
Oh,
So, anyways.
that is interesting. But like you'll be in bed before 10, so.
Not if I'm hanging with I'm gonna hang out with Mystic Bowie. We'll talk about Tom Club, and I'll try to get them to reunite for Summer Soiree 10, Tom Club.
Yes. Manifesting
I
it.
for a hot minute I was gonna throw a big outdoor show, not big, but you know like 500 people. But that's pretty big, you know. And one of my pipe dreams goes, well, maybe I'll get Tom Club to play, you know.
Yeah.
But anyways, so anyway, today we're gonna do. Stuff that was cool that came out so far, and stuff you're looking forward to, and stuff that was kind of a disappointment. But first of all, M, have you heard the new Ceremony record?
I have not heard the new Ceremony record, but
Oh.
I am looking forward to listening to it. What were your thoughts?
I thought it was good. I thought it was very good. It's the best Ceremony record since Ronin Park. I did like In the Spirit World Now. I thought L-Shaped Man and Zoo were okay. I think for once, Ceremony is just doing what they want to do, and they're not trying to be anything else. They're not trying too hard, which sounds paradoxical. But on the other records, I thought they were being a little too cute, you know? And like I said before, I was furious. In the Spirit World Now is definitely Ceremony trying to be Two Boy Army. I mean, that's what it is. And that's cool. I love Two Boy Army. But then in the interviews, they're like, we weren't influenced by Gary Numan or Two Boy Army. I'm like, really? Because you just made a Gary Numan record. And then on that tour, they covered Gary Numan, which was so annoying to me, you know. So I, you know, Ceremony is often a little too cute for me. I think the new record is very good. I've actually listened to it a bunch of times for pleasure and for review purposes. And I think it's their best record in a long time. I don't think Ceremony is ever going to necessarily become hardcore again. I don't know if he'll ever reach the heights of Ronan Park again. But that being said, the new record, pretty good.
Ooh,
Very good.
okay. I will keep that in mind.
I gave it an 8 out of 10. I feel that's appropriate. Not a 9 out of 10. 7 out of 10 feels a little too light, because 7 out of 10 is either a very bold record that misses in some areas and hits in others, or a record that's good but not special. I feel this record is somewhat special. It's very good all the way through. It's got some interesting things. It's got a lot of interesting things.
Ooh, okay. I will definitely give it a listen.
And, you know, if you recall them, is I bought this off Relapse. And yet again,
Yes.
you know, when this In the Spirit World came out, you could buy a Rubik's Cube with it, which was like another $12, but there's also like $10 more shipping on it because it's not media mail anymore. So I got this Rubik's Cube that I paid like $22 for. And I was so mad. I'm like, I paid $20 for this stupid Rubik's Cube. This time I bought the sleep mask that came with the record. And so at the end of the day, I ended up paying almost $100 on this stupid record, between the record, the sleep mask, and the CD. And I'm like, oh, I'm such a sucker. Because I felt obligated to buy it, because I still like Ceremony. I used to love Ceremony. And so I've got every single thing they've ever put out. I even have the demo CD and the demo cassette, you know. And so
Yes.
I've tried to maintain that I want everything they've put out, you know. So I had to buy the rarest one, and that was $100. Well, it wasn't $100. It was like $50 plus the sleep mask, plus shipping, plus the CD. About $100. And so I'm like, I'm at the point where I'm paying $100 for every record now, which was annoying to me, and I was annoyed. Maybe I'm not thrilled, but I am glad that I got the sleep mask, M, just because the record is good, and I like the fun things that come with records, much like the fun things that come with Dwarfs records that I design. So even though it was a little pricey, I am glad to have the sleep mask, but I feel like I made an error, M.
Why?
The cover of the record is just like an eyeball, right? And it is a human's right eyeball, okay? The sleep mask,
Okay.
M, is that you know, a sleep mask, you know, the thing you cover your eyes with when you go to sleep, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's got just not two eyeballs on it, it's got one eyeball. But again, it is the right human eyeball. I think they should have made it the left human eyeball, M, so the sleep mask is the left eye and the record cover is the right eye. I think that would have been more clever.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, like kind of have some symmetry going on.
Right. Like, and they like fit together, you know. Otherwise, it's just, oh,
Yeah.
put this image on this other product, you see. They should hire me, and they should hire me for album design. I've proven myself, Em. I've proven myself. Just look how much those Dwarves records sell for online, Em. $300, $500, Em.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
So anyway, Em. Anyway,
Yes.
so my first recommendation, Em, Ceremony. Thumbs up. That's my first recommendation. What's yours?
All right. My first recommendation for a an album that I really have loved this year so far is I want to make sure I am going to butcher this, and I'm very sorry. I am trying to get my accent better. It is so far not working. But one of my top albums of the year so far is Une Vie, Une Mine, Une Cancer by Gun Twy et Varenne Noranda, Quebec. It is 13 tracks, and it is really, 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 really good. It's one of their most vulnerable records. And it's also like one of their most like impactful. So a lot of what they're a like a death metal infused kind of hardcore punk band. And a lot of what they sing in French, and they sing about the what's being done and has been done to their town by like big mining corporations, and like the health impacts of being in like the smelters range and all sorts of stuff. So like they're previous albums called Capital de l'Arsenic, which highlights that the levels of arsenic in the town are like extremely high, like unsafe levels. So in this album, they talk about kind of the history of the The town, they talk about the environmental devastation, and they also talk about the lead singer battle with like a rare form of cancer that left him without a leg. And that was directly linked to working at the plant. So it is a very, 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 very good listen. There's a lot going on musically, lyrically, vocally. If you like hardcore punk, if you like death metal, if you like stuff that really like hits you in the gut, listen to this album. It is incredible. Big
Well,
fan.
I will counter your French recommendation with my French recommendation. A
Hell yeah.
controversial record that even M, I think, will frown upon, but it's a great record.
Okay.
Morrissey's Notre Dame 12-inch EP. Fantastic. Fantastic. His last record was his last record called
I don't know.
it's called You Right It's Time. I forgot the name of the record. Give me a second here. But he put out a 12-inch EP called Notre Dame, which of course was controversial, and I'm still not sure why it was controversial. I mean, I know why, but I think the idea, the original, was stupid. The last Morrissey record was called Makeup Is a Lie. It's an all right album. But the EP, the Notre Dame EP, is particularly good because M, it's got four songs total, but three songs, M, of Morrissey doing disco, straight up
Oh my
disco.
gosh.
And it's good. It's
Yeah.
like real good. Like it's. It's got a disco version of Notre Dame, and I like that song a lot. Like, give me a hot second here. I'll pull the rest up here. You go. It's a disco version of Notre Dame. It's got a song called Hello Hell, which is a disco song, and it's got a song called Happy New Tears. Super good, and in true Morrissey style, he puts like his best songs as like B sides because they're total weirdo and annoying. Anyways, so if you like Morrissey, you will love this 12-inch EP. And give him one more recommendation, and maybe we'll each play a song, and then we'll come back and we'll do a few more recommendations.
Okay. I have so many. Oh my God. Okay. It's just kind of like, what's next? My next recommendation is 72 RHR by Sukhyun Lee. So she is a former VJ, and she is a musician and a filmmaker, and just like does so much cool shit. But this is her latest album. It is She makes really, really great like electronic, like arty pop rock stuff. And if you want to dance and you want to like really feel something and like feel connected to the music, definitely listen to this album. It is so good. There is the like a little bit of everything for everybody to listen to. I love all of the songs, but I think my favorite song off of this album is Digital Fire.
And what's the song you're going to play?
I am going to play, I am going to play, let's do, let me just find it here. Let's do, let's do Culture du Silence from Une Vie, Une Mine, Une Cancer.
And I'll do
Johnny
ceremony.
Twi.
And I'll do ceremony. Death, destruction, mayhem.
Hell yeah.
Et on s'enlève, mais c'est large et sale. J'ai dit, du vent et du cirque.
Le prestige, l'œil, la synchro, pour enterrer la voix de la conscience. La musique perd tout son sens quand on regarde qui la finance.
Back, and I'll do another recommendation here. You know, I've actually been looking back at my reviews, and this year's had a bunch of banging stuff come out, a bunch of really banging stuff that should come out. The new Lotion record, super good. It's called Machine Hallucinations. I saw Lotion, I guess, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. They were super good. Of course, Lotion is this band that combines hardcore punk with crust punk with industrial, but they're not really an industrial band. They're really more like a synth punk band, synth punk hardcore band. So the new record is out on Toxic State, and the true Toxic State, they didn't promote it at all. You know, they didn't do any press release or anything. And I feel like that's a disservice to the band. I mean, like, Lotion's an awesome band, and I feel like the record label and other people should be screaming from the rooftop, check out Lotion. The new record very much follows it in the wake of the last one. And the last one kind of had them paring down their sound to something a bit more Spartan and then throwing in like a straight up pop track. And that's the new record does. I spoke to Alexander Hare at the show. He's the lead singer. Super nice guy. And I think maybe the reason Lotion isn't pumped more is because I think Alex really makes his real living off his Death Traders brand, which is like a clothing company that some like really famous rappers wear. I think it was like Tina Shea and like Solange, I think, used to wear Death Traders clothing or something like that. So, you know, he's kind of a big deal in the clothing world. So anyway, the new Lotion record, super good.
Nice. My next recommendation is Give Me Dirt by Cancer Bats. I love this band, and this album is fantastic. It's very visual, lyric-wise, and like especially with the album art too, which is like done on this big thing of like plywood. The videos for it are great, and you know there's some really cool like features on the album. Like Longtooth has Brooklyn Duran on it, and Brooklyn Duran is incredible. Her solo stuff is also amazing, so like you should go check that out. She has an amazing voice. And like Chris Cresswell of Flatliners is also on the album on Bright Eyes of Gold. This album is really, really, really good. It'll make you want to mosh. I just can't get over like how visual the lyrics are. It's really, really great. I was listening to this a lot during a very rough time earlier this year, and it's in heavy rotation still because it fucking rules.
I guess my rec next recommendation will be DFL. DFL put out their first, I think it's their first true album since reuniting. It's called Fuck It, and it's about, let me think, it's about going forward in your life, but also recovering from damage that you've done to yourself by being you. And so it's a pretty cool record. You know, DFL is straight up awesome hardcore punk. And yeah, man, it's got their newest lineup, which is Tom, Monty, Jordan, and Patrick. And yeah, man, DFL rocks. And the cover's pretty interesting too, in that it's their first cover that's got like bright neon colors, which I thought was interesting. That's out via Spam Records. And what's your next recommendation?
My next recommendation is going to be Bingo by La Sécurité. They are out of Montreal, and they do really, really, really great, like arty, post-punk, like new wavy kind of things. And they sing in a mix of English and French. They have songs on the album like Snack City, which is about like snacks, and you know, being hungry and going to get them. And then they have like other things like you know, like Detour, which is talking about like construction, but also like different things like in your life that you have to get around. So like the last part of that song is Essai de pas stresser, passer l'autre côté quand c'est barré, which is don't stress, you'll find another way that isn't blocked, essentially. Good advice in life in general, and also in heavily constructed areas. But yeah, like it is an absolute banger of an album. There's Nana, which is just like nonstop dancing. It is an incredibly fun album. There's a lot of like deeper meanings to everything. The art is really cool. That's out on Mossland Records right now.
Let's do one more recommendation each. We'll come back. We'll do a couple, and then we'll do stuff we're looking forward to.
Ooh,
Zorn
okay.
has released "Return to Castle Death," and in true Toxic State, Toxic is this Toxic State Records? Who is this? Sorry, State Records. They didn't promo it either, just put it out. Zorn, of course, is hardcore punk meets black metal. They've got a bunch of records at this point. Our Return to Castle Death is kind of faster and more metallic than their earlier stuff. Super good. They're amazing live. You know, they throw coffins out into the crowd and, you know, dress up scary and beat people with chains. You know, just a totally awesome band. A Malaysian company just released the CD version of this today, which I wanted to order. And guess how much they're charging for shipping from Malaysia for a CD?
$65.
46 bucks. How'd you guess?
I thought, what is it going, or how high do I think it's going to be? And then add $20.
Yeah, 45 bucks for it. So I wanted to order it, and I just couldn't justify it. But I still might. Anyway, I love Zorn. Return to Castle Death is freaking awesome. So yeah, man, melodic hardcore. No, not melodic, rather hardcore black metal punk. And what's your next recommendation?
My next recommendation is Kill the Cop Inside Your Head by Yaki out of London, England. They are a like heavy punk band, and they're made out of or made up of members of Petrol Girls, former Dream Nails, Color Me Wednesday. I told you I would eat you in Personal Best. They are awesome. They have grunge elements, they have metal elements, they have skate punk elements. The album is 10 tracks. They are very, 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 very good. And like they cover a bunch of different topics too. So I really, really like this album. I think it's incredible. I think everyone should check it out.
All right, Em, what song do you want to play?
I'm going to play Kill the Cop Inside Your Head by Yaki.
And I'm going to play something off of DFL's new record. We'll be right back. we're back. Let's do a couple more recommendations each. And I will certainly recommend the New Dwarves record, Jankum. It's freaking awesome. It's like 15 minutes long. It's kind of a throwback to their hardcore punk days, but it's actually much better produced and more melodic than their early hardcore punk stuff. But it's got a lot of great songs on it. It's got an incredible momentum. It's Oberforge Starch, which I love. And it's got an amazing song called Bad Drugs, which it's Black Dahlia saying illegal drugs are good, but pharmaceutical drugs are bad. And I enjoyed that. Even though I'm anti-drugs, I enjoy that concept a great deal. He kind of makes a point that really I don't know if anybody's ever made before, that legal drugs like Adderall and those other kind of drugs are designed to make you be more efficient at working and be more of a worker, which he finds offensive. So I think that's kind of an interesting opinion. So definitely Dwarves' new record, Adderall, awesome.
My next recommendation is A Party in Your Name by Hillsboro out of Vancouver. They are like they do emo, punk, shoegaze, noise, like all sorts of stuff. They are very, very, very good. This record is 8 tracks and it is really, really incredible. They use a lot of different things, like along with like guitar, bass, and drums, and obviously vocals. They also use violin, and it's like electric violin, and it's so sick. It sounds so good. They also release like a kind of like this little body horror movie along with it, which is really, really, really cool. And works with the songs really well, and that's really sick. My favorite song off of this album is E-Girls for President. Everything is very, very catchy and absolutely love this album. It's so cathartic. It's great.
And overall, would you say this has been an incredible year for music, strong, medium, or weak year for music so far?
Oh, incredible year for music so far. I'm like going through my list and I'm like, oh my God, I have so many I want to shout out. I have so many things I want to talk about because there's just been so much. Like, and then I'm trying to make sure I'm, drawing from different places too, because it's like, oh my God, like this scene is so good and this scene is so good and this scene is so good. So, yeah, incredible. What about you? And the year's not over yet.
I'd say he's been strong. I don't. I. There hasn't been a record that's like radically like changed my opinion of a certain or like totally blown my mind. The Dwarves record's freaking great. Like last year, the Homefront record kind of blew my mind. But I don't know if there's anything that's really blown me away. Well, actually, well, some records have blown me away. And actually, we'll do one final recommendation that we'll do what we're looking forward to. The Dwarves record blew me away. The DFL record did. But I don't think there's anything that I haven't had before that has really shocked me. But my last recommendation is Surfport record. That came out this year, didn't it?
It did. It came out earlier this year.
Yeah, honestly, I was actually kind of shocked at how good the Surfport record was. Because the last one was super good and the first one was super good. And I was, it's been a while since the last one, and the band had some management troubles and other issues. So I wasn't sure how good this one was really going to be. This one is a little bit perhaps more straightforward than the last one. It's pretty much just punk and grunge, but the songs are all so good. That song Jessica Chains, I've listened to that song so many times. That song is so good, and the whole record's so good. So it's in a way, it's kind of the most straightforward record yet, and it's super good. So I really was surprised at how good the new Surfboard record was too. And what's your last recommendation?
Oh my gosh. I have like three. All right, let's see who I haven't talked about yet. Well, I have so many more. I am going to recommend Molotov Nights by the Iron Roses. This is one of my favorite, well, I mean, all of them I've talked about have been like some of my favorite albums of the year. And this one is very good. It's kicking political punk. It's melodic. It's not shying away from anything. It's 10 of like 10 really, really, really strong tracks. There's so many like great lyrical choices. There's so many great vocal melodies between Natasha and Becky. There's so many great like instrument instrument choices. There's so much just great stuff on this album, and it's really nice to listen to very, very, very well executed political punk too. So I really like all of the songs, obviously, but Body Count is my favorite.
So we'll play a song, we'll come back and we'll do what we're looking forward to. My track is going to be Adderall by the Dwarves. It's awesome.
Let's do Acid Horror by Hillsborough.
Don't wanna live forever. That just means being, oh no, no, really.
And we are back. Em, what shows are you looking forward to, and what records are you looking forward to?
Ooh, I for shows, I am really looking forward to seeing the Sex Pistols with Frank Carter. Panic Shack is opening that show, and I love Panic Shack. Panic Shack are so good. So I'm very excited to see that. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Loud Women Fest in Toronto. That's being organized by Juno of Chinese Medicine and Shiv of Shiv and the Carvers. So I'm stoked for that. They're gonna like put together an amazing lineup, and it's gonna be a fun time. I would really like to go to this. I'm not sure if I am yet, just figuring out some logistics now. But London Flea Fest has like a great lineup this year. They have Cancer Bats, they have Subhumans, they have Thunder Queens, Slash Need. Like they have so many great bands this year. So and it's for their like 10th anniversary, so it's like a big party. So those I think would be my top three like shows. I know there's so many more. I'm just blanking. Oh, Cheekface are coming to Toronto. Want to see them. Yeah, just like so much good stuff. And then for albums that are coming out, You Do Right just announced a new one called Build and Rest by the Shepherd's Light, which I'm really excited for. Brat's new album, Manslayer, is coming out in September. They've released two singles from it so far, and I really love that band. Both of those songs are great. And let's see what else. The there's like there's so many. I'm just trying to like put her all in line in the head there, like what's come out, what hasn't come out yet. Who Loves the Sun by Chatpile, like their new record, I'm really excited for. I really have liked everything I've heard from them, so looking forward to hearing more. The Farm by TVOD, which is out in October. Adult DVD has a really sick new album coming out. Death Valley Girls, also, which is great. I love their kind of like mix of sounds of like psyche stuff. Is that out? Oh, that is out. Yeah. It's those things where it's like, is it coming out? Is it not? Is it out now? So, oh, Ethereal Tomb are going to release a new album called Living to Dream Again. That's out in September. Imperial Teen have a new album coming out in October. Very excited for those. And yeah, like I could go on for days. There's so many cool things that I'm very excited about. And just yeah, love music. Love talking about it. The Twin Temple album's gonna be great. That's Doomed Lovers out on October 9th. No Man has a new album coming out in October as well called Between the Sword and the Neck. And they've released a new single for that called They Have Names. So that's going to be really great too. Yeah, just so much great stuff. What about you?
Show wise, I'm really looking forward to Halloween Night, Atlantic City, Alice Cooper, which I'm super psyched for. So that'll be fun. I'm really looking forward to Dale. For some reason, I just saw the Melvins about 2 or 3 weeks ago. They were awesome. But Dale Crover is doing a solo show opening for Schizophonics and Descartes Econ. And so I'm really looking forward to seeing Dale Crover solo in a small club. Oh, I got The Garden coming up, which I'm super excited for. I've got Ceremony coming up, and I'll be interested to see, can Ceremony finally bridge the gap between the fast and the slow stuff? Because ever since they started doing slow stuff, they play three fast songs, then two slow ones, then two fast ones, then two slow ones, then three fast ones, then one slow one. And, you know, they don't really, like, I suppose the Ronan Park record release show, where it was 10 out of 10 wall to wall ultra banger every time. So I'll see with the new record, can they kind of bridge that gap? Records, so those are shows that I'm really, really looking forward to. I'm trying to think what else is coming up. But those are, oh, Men at Work, I'm super psyched for too, coming up. Oh, and KRS-One, I'm finally getting to see KRS-One after like 3 years of not seeing them at the Ardmore Music Hall, which is going to be rad. And maybe I'll see Mystic Bowie tomorrow night. We'll see. Records that are coming up. So, you know, the Melvins have this new record. Actually, not the Melvins. Buzz of the Melvins. Cody of the Melvins. Well, bear with me 1 second. Buzz of the Melvins, Cody of the Melvins, and Jeff of the Melvins, plus with Clinton of Mr. Phil's, have a new EP, Burn Witch Burn, and there's a record on the way, so we'll see how that is. Let's see what else is coming up. I pre-ordered some stuff, and I'm trying to remember what it was necessarily. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm trying to end what Marissa Paternoster has been putting out some solo records. She's been working on some Noun stuff, which I'm really excited for, and maybe some Universal Girlfriend, which is Noun plus Augusta of Cayetana. And let's see what else is coming up. That's what I'm looking forward to. It's about time for Judas Priest to put out a new record, I'll say that. But yeah, and it's definitely time for Circle Jerk to put out a record, but I don't think they're going to. So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to, Em. And do you think Circle Jerks will ever put out another record?
I think they will. I think they're going to do the Repo 2, our Repo Man 2 soundtrack.
Interesting. I think they are not going to put out a record. I think they should link back up with Marl, not Marl, link back up with Dimitri Coates, bang out 20 minutes worth of songs and call that the Circle Jerks record. I think they won't go. Oh, I'm also looking forward to Integrity's been recording stuff forever. But we'll see what happens with that. So yeah. So anyways, Em, that's our recommend. Oh, Em, was there anything else that disappointed you this year? Is there anything that underwhelmed you?
Oh, anything that underwhelmed me. Do you have an answer right away? I just need to think for a minute.
I'm sure I do. Let me think. Well, I'll tell you what did the Dead Kennedys Fresh Roof for Rotting Vegetable reissues underwhelmed me just because this is the third time I bought that record in 5 years. It sounds pretty much like the Manifesto ones. The Alternative Tentacle ones probably sound a little better. But so that so I mean, if you don't have that record, it's a perfectly fine version. I bought it and I'm like, great, I just bought this record again, even though it's nearly identical to the other ones that I had. But I had to know. I had to know. So that, I think the new Mike D record is okay. I don't love it. You know, maybe I'll come around. And so, yeah, that's my opinion on that.
I don't think I've had any like real disappointments this year so far. I try to like really temper my expectations with a lot of stuff. So it's like, you know, hey, is it good? Cool. You know, if it is it not good? Okay. Neat. You know, just so I'm not like disappointed if something's not what I really anticipated. So you know that has like the bonus of pretty much everything. I'm like, okay, that was better than I expected, which is fun. So I don't think I have anything that has disappointed me musically this year so far. That might change. I hope it doesn't. But everything has been that I've been listening to, like, has been pretty good. I've also done the thing of like there's been some rough goes, so it's sort of like sticking with things that I know are going to be good and then like branching out, trying something new, see if it fits in that repertoire, and then if not, then you know, waiting until that has passed and giving it another shot. So I don't want to speak on anything that I was like, if there was anything I was disappointed in, I don't want to speak on that until it's like the outside influences are not clouding it anymore. Do you know what I mean?
Indeed. And so that's that. Em, I hope you have fun on vacation. And
Thanks.
any closing words you want the listeners to think about or anything they should look out for?
Listen to the new Gutzer album. It is so good. It's called Nine Riffs to Rule Them All. And there's a little golem wearing a little Gutzer t-shirt on the cover, and it's very cool.
Well, that's amusing. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna rain.